Welcome, welcome, welcome to the School of Radiance, the place to be for all things skin, rejuvenation, slowing aging, and becoming our most beautiful, radiant selves, all in the process. Healthy skin, radiant skin, is actually a byproduct of what's going on in the inside. But of course, we talk all about skincare and rejuvenation options as well. With myself as your expert mentor, in these things, with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed and a double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 and academic researcher. Be sure to hang out with me over at the School of Radiance podcast, check out some of my research. And for those of you seeking one-on-one guidance where we can connect just like this, share with me what your skin goals are, what some of your current practices are. And during that time, we will unpack many things that may need some course correction, as well as this is how you receive the customized approach. The customized cake recipe, what to do at home, what to do in clinic, as well as ongoing support, is all encompassed in a one-on-one session with me. For those of you who are curious about the icing on the cake, this is where I teach my 7-week tutorials. They're recorded live and you are invited to join with your questions, and I answer those questions, which is a lot of fun. Or I take you into my restroom and I show you exactly how to use your products, from skincare, makeup, hair care, hair growth stimulating options, at home peels for the face and body, as well as getting into more advanced layers like skin cycling with antioxidants, peptides, retinol, hyaluronic acid, all sorts of great things. As well as my tutorials is where I teach my dermal rolling demos and different at-home technologies that are incredible for supporting your skin. So join my 7-week skincare tutorials. These are also seasonally specific because each season, the skin does require different things, as well as there are different things that we might want to approach in the clinic. Now, for those of you who are looking for that cherry on top experience, you've done the skincare work with me, you know how to apply your products, you're looking for those deeper layers. What is radiance? How can we become more radiant? What does the radiant mindset look like? How do we present ourselves? How do we talk? How do we communicate? How do we really cultivate a beautiful, radiant life with ourselves, our loved ones, our family members, and of course, our professional colleagues? The deep-rooted why behind wanting to become our most beautiful selves is to enhance our confidence. And from that, we also have the opportunity to then create a greater community with other like-minded individuals with shared values. In the School of Radiance membership, I teach you how to be in this specific energy, to be like a magnet for other people that are also operating in a radiant way. There are lots of us, and you are warmly invited to join the club. I really look forward to connecting with many of you, seeing you in a one-on-one session, in my skincare tutorials, and of course, the School of Radiance membership. Tune in for regular episodes on the School of Radiance podcast. If you have any questions, you're curious about which option is right for you, you are warmly invited to email me directly at info@theschoolofradiance.com. And don't forget to check out my free 30-minute training, all on skin and biohacking and some of the research to help support slowing aging and get better skin from the inside out. Have a great day, and I look forward to connecting with you very soon. Welcome to the Rachel Varga podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts, and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to today's episode on the Rachel Varga podcast. I have a very exciting show in store for you today. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the eyes, eye aging, how to care for the eyes,
If, say, you're experiencing eye irritation as well, this is the episode for you. And the reason I'm prompted to provide this content for your beautiful ears, which hopefully you are not listening to in those Bluetooth AirPods. Throw those things out. Convenience is killing us. I said that at 1:11 here in the show. So y'all better pay attention. Switch to wired headsets. Put it on speakerphone. But stop using Bluetooth. Okay, enough of that. Both Carmen and Naomi mentioned to me in their follow-up sessions, they're previously one-on-one clients of mine, and they were graciously willing to give me some feedback on how I can serve them better here on the show. By the way, do you like the music? Do you like the new tunes in this episode? If you do, if you don't, email me, info@rachelvarga.ca. Let me know how I can continue to make the show better, more fun, educational, and y'all know this is not medical information. This is educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. However, I will preface this episode by saying that the last 10 plus years of my experience as a double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist has been in the realm of ophthalmology and oculoplastic surgery. So, if there were to ever be a nurse out there to speak to skincare around the eyes and managing irritation around the eyes, you are in the right place. Now, let me just give you a perspective of the different types of clinics, how they're set up, and sort of how they're hierarchied, if you will. You got your general dermatology, your cosmetic dermatology, your plastic surgery, and your oculoplastic surgery and ophthalmology. That's where I have sat. I have been at the top for a number of years. So when it comes to the eyes, I started to actually take notes of what common skincare woes different individuals were doing that was consistently giving them eye or ocular irritation. Dry eye, irritated eyes, styes. And I'm talking about this because both Naomi and Carmen were one-on-one clients of mine, but they'd kind of fallen off the bandwagon just a little bit and started to incorporate different things like separate eye makeup removers or baby oils to remove their eye makeup. Now, I've never been a fan of using separate eye makeup removers or oils in general. And the reason why: a lot of oil-based products are full of rancid oils, and oil-based products can be more likely to plug up those meibom glands that are in and around your eyelids and contribute to things like styes and irritation. And just across the board, clients that were working with me that wanted better skin, they were complaining of redness and irritation and also had inflamed eyelids, they were all using oil-based products and they were not washing their face enough or with the right type of cleanser. And we're gonna talk about cleansing in more ways than one in this episode, because the eyes tell us a lot about what is happening on the inside. Now, the way and approach that I take of looking at the eyes and what the eyes can tell us about our overall health and wellness goes far beyond what is typically observed in the more standard Western medical model. I love to take the best of many worlds and many realms to really help you achieve the best hair, skin, nails of your life, and of course, enhance that overall radiance, which can only be achieved through reducing things like inflammation. Leaky gut is actually something that will display on the face as redness, swelling, and inflammation, and especially to the lash line. The eyes are comprised of what's called smooth mucosa, similarly to what's in your mouth and what's in your gut. And if your gut's inflamed, other smooth mucosa in your body will also be inflamed too. So I would postulate that half the population is said to have dry eyes, okay? That's gonna be contributed to being on your computer, looking at a screen, having EMFs and non-ionizing radiation blasted into your face. I have my EMF reader right here. I have my computer on in front of me. You can listen to this right now. It's pretty scary sounding. All right, that's what an EMF reader sounds like. If I have that in my computer, yeah, that's right in front of my computer. It is at the top of the reader. So you might think your computer's kind of benign. You might think your cell phone's kind of benign, but no, actually, if you're in front of your laptop and it's connected to the internet, you might as well be sitting in front of your router. So what happens if we have our eyes looking at screens for too long? We are going to have an overexposure of non-ionizing radiation. And if you think this is woo-woo, go ahead and check out PubMed for very mainstream articles. You're going to find two that talk about EMFs in the skin, and one saying that EMFs contribute to diffuse redness and irritation and oxidative stress, that's the mechanism, on the skin. But also there's another paper talking about it contributing to dry eye and ocular irritation. So you've been told. Don't use oil-based makeup removers. And watch the time you are spending near devices, okay? The other thing I want to talk about is cleansing. So when we're cleansing the skin, sometimes we won't actually rinse things off well enough. And there's actually a little bit of leftover skincare, makeup, and cleanser on the delicate lash line. Now, you never want to be rinsing your face off with the bathtub water that your dirty feet are in. You don't need to explain that. That's, feet go everywhere. You don't want that on your face and on your eyes. It's going to contribute to things like acne. Future episode coming up on perimenopausal acne. Just setting the stage for that. But make sure you're using fresh running water only when you're doing that final rinse of cleansing. Cleanse, do a double cleanse in the evening. So your first cleanse will be removing your makeup, your cosmetic creams, dirt, debris, pollution from the air that's ended up accumulating on the skin over time. That's why air purifiers are actually really important in your home and where you're spending lots of time so you're not having microbes and debris on the skin, or at least limit that. Double cleanse in the evening is really important. So that first cleanse is getting rid of things that are on the skin, and your second cleanse is actually washing your skin. And then you want to rinse thoroughly. And when you're cleansing, here's a pro tip to do your face, a little bit of extra time around your eyes, your neck, side of the neck, and even the top of your back. And funnily enough, Naomi, I had her on some excellent hair care. And she noticed that when she ran out and went back to her previous hair care products, she actually started to break out on her back and get back acne again. So hair care is really important for good skin, because when you're washing your hair, you're cleansing your scalp, you're cleansing your hair, those products are going on your body as well. So that's why you have to use non-toxic hair care as well. So I have some amazing, very well-priced options, super clean, high performance. Y'all know I love to have awesome hair myself on camera, and hair products have to work. They have to perform. So the two brands that I have on the show are pre-vetted by me. I love everything there. So have fun shopping. The next thing I want to talk about is actually making sure that you're cleansing in the morning as well. So cleansing in the morning looks like a little bit of cleanser in your palm. Go ahead, perform your facial gua sha in the morning. If you want to learn how I perform my cleansing, incorporating facial gua sha in my AM and PM routine, tutorials are taught in my skin camp programs. So what we talk about here on the show is like free, very broad content to keep you on the straight and narrow. Your one-on-one sessions are where I provide you customized skincare, dermal rolling, hair care, hair, skin, nail supplements, and also maybe what to do in the clinic and at-home peels and all that stuff. Skin camps are where the tutorials are at. So there's that. Just letting you know that that's how you can work with me in a couple of different ways. Start the podcast here, do the homework, do your one-on-one session with me, take a skin camp so that you get the tutorials, so that you know how to use your products appropriately. And then email me, book 30-minute follow-up sessions with me, continue to hang on the show. Boom, you are set. You are well on your way to be a radiant human. The other thing I really, really want to talk about is making sure that you're using products around the eyes that aren't going to be irritating, such as products that are developed for the delicate periocular area. So I highly recommend not really using your face cream around your eyes, but something that's actually designed for the eye area. And the reason is milia. Milia are these like white bumps that can accumulate on the skin that can often happen if you're not cleansing enough, if you're not exfoliating enough, or if you're using really rich facial creams around the delicate eye area. Now they just look like a little bit of a whitehead. They're kind of like a white cyst. And there are some ways to remove milia. And if you want to learn more, book a one-on-one. We're not going to get into milia in this episode. However, what I will say is product-wise, you definitely need to step away from chemical sunscreens and mineral sunscreens only. But here's the tricky part. A number of products are marketed as being mineral sunscreens, but they're actually a blend of mineral and chemical. So the way for you to easily check, and chemical sunscreens are what has notoriously, or in the past, if you've tried this, stung your eyes, and then you're like, oh gosh, I'm not gonna use sunscreen around my eyes. And then you get all this eye aging and, you know, skin cancers around your eyes. Skin cancers around the eyes are really common, about 10% of all skin cancers, as per an ophthalmology research article that I read a number of years ago. I should totally track that article down again. But 10% of ocular of skin cancers are actually around the eye area. And that's definitely related to people using skincare, makeup, and sunscreen products everywhere else, except the eyes, because they're scared of stinging to the eyes. And stinging happens when you use those chemical sunscreen filters. So if your sunscreen or your primer or your tinted moisturizer or moisturizer with sunscreen has anything on the back of the bottle that says active ingredients that is an 8 or an own, words ending with those three letters, 8, A-T-E or O-N-E, you need to get rid of them, because those are chemical sunscreen filters. They will sting your eyes, they will disrupt your hormones, and they're really, really, really bad for the planet, and they only last about 1 to 3 hours. So that's why mineral sunscreens are for the win, and they will not irritate and create stinging around the delicate eye area with the formulations that are pre-vetted on my e-store. Now, the other thing I want to talk about with cleansing is to actually do some detoxification internally and cleansing internally. And I thought that this was kind of cheeky to talk about, because we're talking about cleansing and making sure that you're rinsing your cleanser off and all of that, making sure that you're cleaning the lash line well. That's why I don't love lash extensions anymore. Sure, they look fabulous, but when I've been up close and personal doing rejuvenation on clients' faces that have lash extensions, good heavens, the amount of debris and buildup that I see on the lash line and in those lashes, it's absolutely disgusting. And it is so bad. It is so bad for microbes, and it's just a breeding ground for bacteria. So there's something to be said for just getting your own natural lashes to be long and healthy and full. I even have a lash stimulant on my e-store. However, when you use good products around your eyes, it will also enhance the hair growth of your lash line as well. And this is something that was pointed out to me a number of years ago, because one of my best friends owns a lash and brow studio. And when I first started coming to see her, she's like, wow, you have really great lashes. Have you ever like used anything? And I actually can't tolerate things like Latisse. They make my eyes super irritated. So I have some other non-irritating options, but I really truly attributed it to just using good skincare products to allow the function of the periocular area to be happy and healthy, and also the skin be protected from the sun. So when we're talking about cleansing, we're not just talking about cleansing the skin of the delicate eye area, but we're actually also talking about detoxifying and cleansing internally. Now, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I've been sharing my journey of clearing parasites. 1 in 2 North Americans, as per multiple parasitologists that I've spoken to, these are actually people that have a whole career on studying parasites. They're called parasitologists, or specialists of parasites and tropical diseases. It's funny, it's actually just on a scientific roundtable, which I'm on weekly, and I'm mentioning something about parasites and why I think ivermectin's been banned, actually. Because parasites are a huge root cause of a number of acute and chronic diseases. Parasites can impact your respiratory tract. They can actually impact your eyes. They can impact your brain. They can impact your gut. They can impact your skin, right? You can actually have like parasites on your skin that you can see. And you might think you're kind of above this stuff, or it's just so gross that you don't need to spend any time and attention on. But if you're not spending time and attention on these things, they're probably accumulating in your body over time. And you can actually live with organisms for, I've even seen in the literature, up to 30 years. 30 years these things can be in you. So what I would like to suggest, if you're wanting to get the best hair, skin, and nails of your life, reduce your likelihood of eye irritation and slow your cellular aging, it's a very good idea to be practicing detoxifying cleanses every month or at least every quarter. And this is really easy to start to implement in your daily routine. The cleanse that I recommend starting with, which is actually what got me started on my journey, because you know I'm not going to discuss things that I don't believe in or don't use myself. That's why you're here. You know that you can trust me. You know that I'm a professional. You know that I'm a researcher. You know that I work with clients and I'm in the know of the latest and greatest and, you know, actively publish articles myself too. So here's the deal. The cleanse I recommend starting with is the Purium cleanse. All of my favorite biohacking tools and red light therapy options and EMF protective clothing and circadian rhythm blue light blocker glasses, air purifiers, and detoxifying and alkalining supplements are all found at rachelvarga.ca/favorites. The favorites link is also in the description of this episode. By the way, please subscribe to the show. It just helps the algorithm for other people to find the show as well. Helps more than I think I realize even myself. So I'm asking you to kindly subscribe if you like this content, and also so you don't miss out. So start off with the Purium cleanse. That is spelled P-U-R-I-U-M. And on my favorites page, you're going to find a promo code and a special link that will actually save you over $100 on your first order. Now, that link has like a preloaded, it's called the Lifestyle Cleanse, with an additional biome, gut microbiome support that I recommend you add to, because I kind of ran out while I was doing it, so I don't want you to run out. So that cart is preloaded with what I would love you to use. Now, how you do a cleanse is basically you need to get your body into an alkaline state. When we are drinking alcohol, when we're having dairy, when we're eating meat, those are pop. Don't get me started on pop. Being around toxic people too, sure, why not? That could contribute to your acidity. Our bodies get acidic. And when our bodies get acidic, you become a better host for things like yeast, fungi, toxin accumulation, like heavy metals even, organisms and parasites. So simply put, still live your life, 80-20 rule. I'm not super strict about anything. I'm kind of that 80-20 type of gal. But do cleanse every month, or like around the full moon. It's a full moon this weekend, so I'm going to be popping my antiparasitics hard. Those herbs, definitely, I like to take pretty frequently. Just because I live a really outdoor lifestyle, I eat a lot of leafy greens, and those are all, I don't have any pets, but if you have a dog, you probably have parasites. If you've ever dewormed your dog, but you haven't dewormed you, well, where do you think those parasites are? Having a good time, probably in you. I'm sorry, that was probably gross. But get your body into an alkaline state and your skin will reap the benefits. When you don't have things in your body that are contributing to inflammation and that are pulling on your nutrients, what will start to happen is your hair will come back even thicker. Your nails will start to grow even thicker, longer, and stronger than ever. I kid you not, my nails look like they're fake, but they are all mine and they are stronger than ever. I can't believe it since doing the Purium cleanse and really making sure that I'm not too good of a host for certain things. My nails are looking so incredibly fabulous. I never thought that I could have nails this long and this strong. They never chip, they never peel. Even my cuticles are so much healthier too. I'm gonna be doing some more content on grooming for the ladies and the gentlemen, so that's gonna be in a separate episode. But if you want great skin, if you want to reduce signs of inflammation and accelerated aging, which look like redness and puffiness to the eye area, diffuse redness to the face, irritation even on your cuticles, acne, kind of this like uptick of melasma and age spots, or even seemingly you've noticed age overnight, your skin's changed overnight with your fine lines and wrinkles. Sorry, not your fine lines and wrinkles, but fine lines and wrinkles. It's really important that we don't say things like my acne, my fine lines and wrinkles, my sunspots. They are not part of you. And this is kind of getting into law of attraction type of things, and your words actually having a lot more power than you probably realize. So when we're on the process and the journey of becoming a radiant human, incorporating cleansing is a really important aspect. Because when you are a more pure human, you are less likely to be interfered with on various levels. You are less likely to become a host for things like yeast, bacteria, fungi, toxins, organisms, and parasites. Your brain will work better, your organs will work better, and your skin will start to show you when those adjustments that you're making are paying off. Because your skin will begin to look clearer, it will start to look glassier, and your eyes will even look more brighter and wide awake. If you've had any hair loss over the last little while, the hair will start to come back thicker and fuller, even the edges on your hairline and your crown. Honestly, I recommend pretty much everybody use hair stimulating products. So if you want to find my favorite hair growth stimulating products, go ahead and check out my e-store because I have some amazing options there. I'm blown away with the hair growth stimulation I've even received over the last 2 months. So this was a really fun episode for me to record. Thank you, Naomi. Thank you, Carmen, for the podcast topic request of irritated eyes and what to do about that and styes. If you get kind of like irritation around the eyes, do your cleansing and then maybe even take a cloth and do a bit of like a warm compress on the eyes. And the other thing that should be spoken about with eye irritation is actually allergies. And this goes hand in hand with the skin, with changes of season. I started to observe in my clients, those that were prone to things like contact dermatitis, red, irritated skin, itchy skin, that they would have to go to their doctor and get a prescription for hydrocortisone. But it's simply a response to your environment and something not jiving right with your body. And what I started to observe is that when my clients were on a basic skincare protocol, cleansing the skin morning and night, moisturizing the skin morning and night, sunscreen every day, and sometimes even exfoliating a couple times a week, depending on what the skin needs, that really helped to set the stage for stabilizing the skin and creating a healthy skin barrier, healthy skin cell function, and almost creating less susceptibility for seasonal dermatitis types of concerns. So spring, summer, we have more pollen, fall, winter, we have more, you know, decaying moldy leaves, which can actually impact the skin too. So that's why I do skin camps, because every season there are different updates that we need to make in our skincare routines. Sometimes we need to tweak our antioxidant serums, our moisturizers, and also some of the different types of retinols and peels we're doing at home, and also the in-clinic rejuvenation. So we are moving into laser skin rejuvenation season, and there are some very exciting updates that I will be sharing in my upcoming fall skin camp. So please register. I warmly invite you to register so you don't miss out on my latest updates and my Better Than Ever tutorials. I've done skin camps for a number of years now, and each time I do them, they get better and better and better. And based on your feedback, even better. There's always new things I'm learning. There's always new tools, tactics, and tutorials and strategies that I'm just really excited to share with you. So when we're talking about allergies, this is actually a really interesting segue into immune support. And what I noticed in my husband, and he actually admitted this, I've had him on the FLCCC protocol. So he's been on zinc, quercetin, NAC, glutathione, all the good things just to keep his immune system strong. And funnily enough, he actually noticed a few weeks ago, wow, I haven't had allergies this summer. That's unusual, or they've been really mild. And meanwhile, he's next to his siblings and they're just suffering, right? They're popping the pharmaceuticals and antihistamines and nasal sprays. And, you know, Gabriel over here is just, you know, living his best life, seasonal allergy free. So it's pretty interesting. So I definitely could postulate that there could be some cool overlap with not only supporting your immune function. Say, for example, the Immune Active that you can find on my eStore. That's a great product. It's got your zinc, quercetin, NAC, green tea extract, a couple of key basics. NAC is a precursor to glutathione. Really helpful product to have in the body as well. We definitely need more glutathione and all sorts of other things like vitamin D in our lives. The really frustrating thing is if I were to say that on YouTube, that video would not get monetized. So that's why listening to the podcast can allow me to speak in a way that is less likely to be the big seed, if you know what I mean. Not about to get like political or anything in this show. Like attracts like. If the clients I meet with are any indication of what our tribe here is like, you're in good company. So support your immune health to get better skin, very simply put, because you're going to have more antioxidants on board to manage oxidative stress, whether that's from EMFs, whether that's from seasonal allergies and whatnot. The other thing I'd really like to highlight in this episode, if we're talking about eyes, is actually based on some research that I've done, and that is with the anti-aging dermal formula that you can also find on my eStore. Now, if you are concerned with darkness around the eyes, puffiness to the eyes, swelling to the upper or lower eyelid area, I definitely can recommend the dermal anti-aging formula that you'll find on my eStore. You just search that, you'll find it. Because in my study, everybody responded across the board, as well as another surgeon who did the study on the other side of the country. He saw changes at 3 weeks, but I did a 6 to 8 week study. If I had stopped it at 3 weeks, I'm sure I would have seen the same thing. But across the board, less darkness, less redness, less swelling, less puffiness. Sunspots started to fade. Acne became less prevalent. Red acne scars started to fade faster. And fine lines and wrinkles were less deep. Now, I can make those claims because I actually have the photos to back it up and a whole presentation on it. But there are a lot of skin supplements out there that are just smoke and mirrors and they're just white label. I only work with products from the supplement perspective that are third-party independent lab tested. And these formulations have been studied for 15 to 35 years. That is the type of quality that you are able to find and access through my eStore. So I just wanted to let you know, because maybe you didn't know that yet, that that's the caliber of products that I share with you. All right, so this is a really fun episode for me to share, to kind of pull from my background in oculoplastics and ophthalmology for so long, to be able to help you decipher what might be one of the root causes of why you have ocular irritation. Why you might be prone to styes, why you might be prone to red, dry, itchy eyes. I actually also love red light therapy for my eyes. I'll have my red light in front of me, I'll have my eyes closed. And what that can do, same with the warm compresses, is it can actually help with the lubrication of your eyes by just kind of softening up the oils in your meibom glands, which are responsible for eyelid hydration. And if those glands get clogged up, there can be inflammation. And with a lot of dry eye, there can actually be a complete dysfunction of the meibom glands. So things like peptides and exosomes and stem cells, there's actually some really neat things being done in the space of eye health and dry eyes, because dry eye impacts 50% of the North American population. Like, it's huge. Most of the clients that I work with are experiencing some type of dry eye. So making sure that you're on a really good supplement like the anti-aging dermal formula that I have on my store that has omega oils in it. And omegas are really helpful for hydration and lubrication as well. Maintaining a low inflammatory lifestyle. Make sure you're cleansing the skin adequately, using the right products, not using products like makeup removers and oils and, you know, wipes and baby oils that can actually be making things worse, unfortunately. And make sure you're taking supplements to support reducing inflammation on the inside. Your skin will simply show you the benefits of that after a couple of weeks. And make sure that you're doing monthly or quarterly cleanses and detoxifications. Start with the Purium cleanse. You'll find that on my favorites page. And then maybe even go back to that cleanse and taking different herbs to help keep different things from overgrowing down in the body each month. Time it with the full moon. You'll thank me later when 10 years from now, you have even better skin than you do now. Honestly, when I look at my skin, it's even better than it was 10 years ago. And I'm doing so many fewer in-clinic interventions than I ever have. And I would attribute that to healthy lifestyle, body, mind, spirit, energy practices. Look after this beautiful, delicious body that you have been gifted. You'd be surprised how your body can do things that you might not realize it can do. Our bodies are incredible. They are immaculately made. They are delicious. Let's enjoy our bodies with ourselves, our partners, and all of that stuff. And when you are more radiant, you're going to be more attractive. So your body's going to be getting a little bit more attention, if you know what I mean. All right. And again, the mind. When we look better, we feel better. When we feel better, we look better. Stimulate your mind with different practices that are fun, that bring you joy, that help with neuroplasticity, arts, crafts, music. Really fun activities are a couple of good examples of that. Spirit, have some type of faith and spiritual practice that allows you to maintain hope. The last few years, I've spoken with a lot of people in the intelligence and military spaces, and this has essentially been a war on our hope, to break us down and crush our hope, to be creating places where God is not. So, what are you creating in yourself? Are you creating a body, mind, spirit, and energy complex within yourself that is allowing space for light, that is allowing space for goodness, and is not allowing space for the other things? What you listen to, what you watch, what you consume on your social media is feeding into you. When I'm on social media, I'm absolutely disgusted with seeing images of young women shaking their fannies, not wearing much of anything. And it's really unfortunate what I'm seeing happen to the younger generation. They think that this is how they get validated. They think that if they show this, they'll make this money. They'll have this opportunity. That is not the world that we want to create. And that is absolutely not what I'm wanting to contribute to. In fact, I am contributing to something even completely opposite to that. Our young men and women, I think, are under a little bit of an attack. And getting back to our femininity, our masculinity, our innate gifts and blessings, I think are really important to allow us to become our most high vibrating human. So I might as well just release this information now. I'm actually starting a charity and a nonprofit. And this is going to help young women in transition houses be able to change their life so that they can make space, you know, move past some of the things that they've experienced in their past, traumas, situations, being stuck somewhere, to be able to create and make space for an even better life for them and maybe even their kids too. So more news on the charity organization that I'm starting. I'm really excited about this because giving back is something that's really important to me, as well as doing things for sick kids. Some of you may or may not know, I did a number of years of pediatric ICU care. So I was highly specialized and trained with looking after children that were trached and vented. That's why I had a particular perspective over the last 2 years of what was going on, because I understood respiratory therapy so well and all of that. And I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you for taking this journey with me. You are in good company. Like attracts like. If we haven't yet had the pleasure of meeting, I would love to meet you. I would love to meet you. I adore the one-on-one clients that have taken the time to work with me, to trust me. I do not take your trust lightly, and it's just a pleasure getting to know those of you who have maybe been even listening to the show for a few years, and then take the plunge and book your session with me. Use promo code PODCAST15 and book your session with me at rachelvarga.ca. Let's optimize what you're doing at home with your skincare, making sure you're not using skincare products and doing routines that are going to contribute to things like eye irritation, accelerated aging, and all that. And then we can also figure out maybe what to do in the clinic too, to reduce things like sunspots, red acne scars, and promote collagen. Dermal rolling is such a fun thing to talk about. And if you're already a one-on-one client of me, definitely recommend you register for my upcoming fall skin camp, because skin camp is where I teach you the tutorials. And I host these skin camps seasonally, because each season there are things to tweak and update in your at-home and in-clinic routine. If you're looking for some free guidance from me, I warmly invite you to go to rachelvarga.ca. You'll see this little pop-up. Enter your details, and then I will send you my 5 keys to healthy skin, my 9 keys to healthy skin and slowing cellular aging, and my rejuvenation planning tool when you join my newsletter. So a couple of free things that I'd love to gift you as a thanks for spending time with me here on the show. And just know that by you hanging out with me here on the Rachel Varga podcast, you truly are part of a community of like-minded, high-vibe, radiant ladies and gentlemen. I am here for you. I'm showing up for you. And when you show up for me, it continues to help feed me to do the work that I'm here to do, which is study radiance. So if you're into that, subscribe, continue to hang out with me on the show. If you have any feedback from today's episode, email me info@rachelvarga.ca. And if you are already a current one-on-one client of mine and Skin Camp alumni, I have a few more spots left for 30-minute follow-ups. I was told to do a 2-week quarantine, believe it or not. And I even had someone show up to my house the other day. So hence the reason why I have a little extra time to accommodate some 30-minute follow-up sessions. So if you are a one-on-one client of mine, if you are a Skin Camp alumni, and you'd love to reconnect, pick my brain, I would love to hear from you. Email me info@rachelvarga.ca, and I will send you my exclusive 30-minute follow-up link, as well as a promo code. And in exchange, I would love feedback from you on how I can continue to serve you even better through my one-on-one work, skin care programs here on the show. And I am actively seeking feedback for something big, something great, something beautiful, something graceful, something very refined that I am about to share with you all very soon as well. Have an amazing, radiant, high vibe rest of your day. And I will see you again right here on the Rachel Varga podcast.